This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. The University of Missouri has named a new director for the University Press, which nearly shut down last year. Provost Brian Foster announced today that David Rosenbaum, Director of Product Development and Project Management for the American Heart Association, will become director of the 55-year-old academic publishing house on November 1st. The university says Rosenbaum has more than 15 years of experience in the publishing industry and also has written 3 books. Governor Jay Nixon announced the launch of the Export Missouri Initiative today at a luncheon hosted by World Trade Center St. Louis. The effort aims to boost Missouri's global reach by encouraging small businesses to develop their markets abroad and by providing additional online resources for Missouri companies hoping to expand internationally. Nixon says that efforts to increase the global presence of Missouri businesses will bring more jobs to the state.
We will continue to sell more Missouri goods overseas, set more export records, and more importantly, create more jobs and more prosperity right here at home. Because whether you're a small business, a family farm, or a Fortune 500 company, we are all in a global economy.
The General Assembly's fiscal year 2014 budget includes the governor's recommendation for a $2.3 million increase in order to encourage small Missouri companies to develop business and customers in markets abroad. Governor Jay Nixon has appointed his top legislative aide to serve on a Missouri commission that regulates utility companies. Nixon said today that he had appointed Daniel Hall to the Missouri Public Service Commission. Hall of Columbia has served as the governor's legislative director since Nixon took office in 2009. Before that, Hall was a senior counsel to Nixon in the Attorney General's office. He also has held various other positions in state government and worked as an attorney in private practice. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources has postponed its decision on issuing a permit for a proposed frac sand mine in St. Genevieve County. The department's Land Reclamation Commission voted Thursday to table its decision for 2 weeks so it can determine if the mine's location would violate a federal non-discrimination act. Michael Miller lives near the proposed mine area. He told the commission that because of this law, a teacher is sent to his granddaughter's home for her schooling. She is unable to attend school because of a health condition. Miller said that qualifies his granddaughter's house as a school. He then cited a DNR statute that says a permit cannot be issued for a mine within 1,000 feet of a school. His granddaughter's home is 400 feet from the proposed mine.
I truly believe the intent of 444.771 was for the safety, provide a quiet and undisturbed atmosphere so our children of Missouri could have an opportunity for a better education.
Once the commission determines if Miller's claim holds merit, the members will meet again and vote to approve the permit, deny it, or table it again. State authorities and medical professionals are warning the public to beware of con artists seeking to take advantage of the opening of Missouri's federally run healthcare exchange next week. Dave Dillon with the Missouri Hospital Association says scammers posing as government or healthcare workers may try to steal people's identities or get their banking information while pretending to provide their victims with health insurance.
The people who are trained to help individuals will never ask for money. They are specifically in positions where they are supposed to assist. So anyone that is asking for money to help get them an insurance card or get them an insurance product, that should be a warning sign.
Dillon advises people to ask for the credentials of anyone claiming to be an insurance navigator or certified application counselor. Their credentials can be verified through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. A Missouri House member has pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges of possessing marijuana and drug paraphernalia. Democrat Jeremy LaFaver of Kansas City entered the pleas during a brief court hearing today in Boone County. He was fined $200 plus court costs on each charge and paid the penalties before leaving the courthouse. The 33-year-old lawmaker says he made a mistake and is glad the incident is behind him. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.